The war sounds increased as he grew near. The great blasts had continued as well. The floors of the gullies were being filled by the cascades of sand pouring down from atop the shaken walls. He must be getting very close. He leapt easily over a particularly large deposit and hurried down the widening passage beyond. And then he was surrounded by perhaps a dozen warriors stomping past him from the opposite direction. He held out a hand to stop them. A heavy warrior's glove slapped it away.
"Get out of the way, damn you!" shouted someone. "Can't you see the beacon?"
The group disappeared the way he had come, without slowing. Dismally, Felix considered the possibility that the entire assault force was now composed of deserters running away from this battle, only to encounter inevitably more fighting. Each would, in turn, flee from the new battle, only to run into another and another. For where on a hostile planet can a warrior desert to? He noticed the transit beacon for the first time. Beacon. Why, he wondered, would they run away from that? Transit was the only way home. He raced off toward the source, the way he had been headed all along. He dashed around a corner of the maze and collided head-on with something coming the other way. It was another black suit.
"Come on, get up!"
cried the other scout, a woman. She grabbed his shoulders and tugged. Felix leapt to his feet, unaided.
"Go on if you want," he said disgustedly. "I won't tell anyone."
"Huh?"
asked the other scout, genuinely puzzled.
"Tell who? What?"
"Never mind," Felix answered, starting off again toward the beacon.
The scout stopped him with a gloved hand on his arm.
"Are you crazy?"
she asked. He shook his arm free.
"Are you?"
he retorted angrily. A split second before the shock hit them, he saw it coming. And then he was flying sideways in the air, against the side of one of the embankments, which was already crumbling as he hit it. Great chunks of sand fell down upon him, covering him. He struck out wildly, shoving at the sand, trying desperately to keep from being buried, from disappearing beneath it forever, trapped and held by Banshee herself, for her children the ants, and more sand fell on him and around him, and the ground trembled with a terrible sense of fragility, and then it was over.